Hello, my name is Susan Ray, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through this season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Tuesday, December 16th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died. As we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Isaiah 9, 1 through 7 and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Isaiah 9, starting in verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This devotional is titled God Works Through the Unexpected. So often, I approach God with my own plans, neatly packaged, complete with instructions, timelines, and expectations. I lay it all out, hoping he'll follow the script I've written. And yet, I've learned that the most breathtaking moments come not when things go as I imagined, but when they take an unexpected turn. God delights in surprising us with his wisdom, leading us down paths we would never have considered. Roads that will reveal more beauty, joy, and purpose than we ever knew to hope for. In these moments, his power and love shine brightest. Isaiah 9:6 unveils the astonishing way God chooses to intervene in our world. Not through overwhelming force, but through a child. Isaiah brings word that even in the darkness of the world, God is at work in an unexpected way. God brings the light and hope of the world through a baby. The government rests on his shoulders, yet he arrives in humility. This is the paradox of divine power. Strength cloaked in vulnerability, majesty wrapped in swaddling cloth. Each name given to this child in this passage reflects his character and mission. As the Wonderful Counselor, Jesus governs with wisdom that transcends human understanding. In a world flooded with opinions and strategies, he offers divine insight. He knows exactly what to do in every situation, and his ways lead to life. As Mighty God, he has all the resources of heaven at his command. He meets our weakness with strength. The title Everlasting Father reveals that although he is the Son, he cares for us with the tenderness of a father, providing, protecting, and meeting our needs with compassion. And finally, as Prince of Peace, Jesus brings peace at every level. Peace with God, peace with others, and peace within ourselves. There is no peace apart from Jesus. He doesn't just make peace, he is peace. and his kingdom is one of joy, celebration, and wholeness for all eternity. This is the unexpected wisdom of Christmas. The world's wisdom has failed, and nothing less than the presence of God could save us. The world says power comes through control, prestige, and dominance. But God says power comes through surrender, humility, and love. Jesus, born in a manger, makes foolish the wisdom of this world. To bow the knee to this child is to enter a kingdom that will never end, a kingdom of joy, justice, and peace. Who would have thought that surrender leads to celebration? Yet this is the miracle of Isaiah's prophecy. The light has come, and it shines brightest in the most unexpected way. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the strength and wisdom you provide for us as you work through the unexpected. We praise you for the ultimate gift of Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Help us to trust your ways, even when they surprise us. Let your light shine through us, and may we carry the peace of Christ through every aspect of our lives. In your holy name we pray. Amen.